Good morning. Welcome to the interview for the vacant manager's position.
Thank you. Am I seeing the chairman?
Yes.
Well, are you going to go and get him? You know, I'm in a bit of a hurry. You know, my cab's parked on a double yellow.
You are with the chair now.
Am I?
Yes. You do realise there are females in charge of football clubs these days.
No idea. When on earth did that happen?
I have your details here. I see you had a spell at Rovers.
Yeah. I must admit I did a great job at Rovers. Gave it 101%.
Yes, you said in your CV you left the club in a better state than when you started. Would you like to elaborate?
Well, I mean the infrastructure of the club. I gave 110% to that.
How do you mean?
New coach.
Ah, an assistant or a trainer?
No, I mean a coach.
Sorry?
You know, a big bus. A new one. Other one broke down.
So that is what you mean by improving the infrastructure?
Yeah. Well, it had a toilet and TV, big screen.
Ah, so you could analyse the game immediately on the journey back.
Well, to be honest, we just had fish and chips, you know, and a few cans.
But the big screen?
Well, some of the lads watch porn, you know.
Okay. Who would you say has been your biggest influence on your career?
Oh, easy. My father-in-law. What, he doesn't know about motors. Well, I'll tell you, a walking Haynes manual, that bloke.
Sorry, I meant in football.
Oh, football, yeah. Well, I'd have to say Alex, of course. Taught me always to give 120%.
Ah, oh, the great Scotsman.
Yeah.
You know Fergie?
No. Mad Alex, from Dumbarton. What he couldn't teach about playing left back wasn't worth knowing.
Sorry? Was it worth knowing?
No.
Any other influences?
Oh, there was Klansman.
Ah, surely you mean Klinsmann, Jürgen Klinsmann, the famous German.
No, Geordie Klinsmann. It was a nickname, you know, he was a bit racist, you know, back in the day. Well, it was a bit common back then.
I see. Things have moved on now, you understand. We think it's good to learn from successful people in the field.
Oh, well, I was talking to that Harry Redknapp the other day.
Oh, good. Making contacts. Did you pick his brain?
Pick his brain? You've obviously never met Harry.
Where did you meet him? Was it a manager's association meeting?
Nah, back in my cab. It's a good way to keep in touch with punters' views. He's a bit of a mag, really.
You say you'd like to bring your own coaching staff with you?
Yeah, Nobby. He goes everywhere with me. He compliments me, you see.
In what way?
He says, well done, boss.
This club is committed to equal opportunities. In modern football, we believe that the language of the dressing room is important. Now, how would you communicate with a diverse playing staff?
Well, I've experienced, you know, multiple languages and cultures, if that's what you mean.
Yes, please explain.
Oh, I've managed players from all corners.
Right.
You know, Scousers, Geordies, Brummies, even some from North and South London. Crazy. They really didn't get on, to be fair.
But what about promoting multicultural issues? Any successes?
Oh, absolutely. 150%.
Yes?
Yeah. At Athletic, I've got chicken balti pies on a menu. Is that the kind of thing you mean?
Let's talk a bit about tactics.
What, those little mints?
Sorry? I mean, what is your half-time plan? Your talk in the dressing room?
Well, I did threaten a player once. If you don't play better, I'll pull you off at half-time.
Yes, it mentions that here.
Yeah, and he said, oh, we only got an orange off the last manager. Yeah, and that's why I punched him.
So what about your relationship with the fans? At Town, it says it was fractured. It says you antagonised them right from the very beginning. Now, why was that?
Well, it saves time. They always turn against you eventually. Sooner rather than later, in my experience. So let them know where you stand from the start, 200%.
Well, now the key question, of course, can you get us promotion?
Well, to be honest, I'd answer that by saying you don't always want promotion.
We do.
Yeah, but consider this, you see, it's harder. There are better teams higher up, simple as that. Best stick to your own level.
Sorry?
Look, it's like this. Let me explain. We are currently in a league full of teams with second names of Town. It's hard enough. Why would you want to be in a league for a team called City? In fact, we might be better off in a league with teams from villages.
Well, that's another way of looking at it.
Oh, thank you. Maybe even Hamlets.
Finally, can I ask what you would consider to be your greatest weakness?
Honesty.
Oh, well, really. I'm not certain that honesty would actually be considered as a weakness.
Well, I don't give a flying monkeys what you think.
Okay, just one final question. When can you start?
Maybe next month, when I get back from Tenerife. I've booked a holiday, EasyJet, you know. Don't worry, you won't regret this. I'll give it 10,000,000%.
The interview was written and directed by Johnny Sinnott. Chairman was played by Janet White and the manager by Johnny Sinnott. The play was produced by Brad Mansfield for the Shooters Hill Players, a local amateur dramatic group based in Shrewsbury House in SE18. If you would like to be part of this group, we are writing and acting in a number of radio plays to be broadcast on Maritime Radio or recorded via Zoom over the next few months. And you can find out more about this via www.shootershillplayers.weebly.com or go to the main Shrewsbury House website.